It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. As a veteran-owned business, GoPSURV wants to honor our men and women who have served. This is why GoPSURV is giving away a free RV rental in honor of Veterans Day. One lucky active duty or former military service member will get a free RV rental for the Indiana game. Visit the GoPSURV Facebook page to learn all the details. Don't miss your chance to win a completely free RV rental for an entire weekend of Penn State tailgating in GoPSURV's exclusive overnight tailgating lot, the Lion's Den. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. Well done, Mark. As a veteran myself, I say, well done, Mark. Somebody's going to get a free RV for a weekend. I've spent a weekend in an RV up there. You're going to like it. So if you're a veteran, go get it. All right, gentlemen, we are going to talk about the coaching carousel. We're going to bring it back to James Franklin probably a little bit. It has kind of started, and the hot seat seems to be getting hotter, harder. By the way, there's a website out there where you can follow the coaching hot seat. They update it like every few days. It's actually pretty cool. But Rutgers fired his coach. Florida State fired Taggart earlier this week. I think they fired him over the weekend, maybe Sunday. Two jobs there. You have to think Clay Helton's not going to be retained after they lost again to Oregon last week, pretty big time. So let's talk about the coaching carousel and what is a good job? What makes a job attractive? Is it more than money? I'd like to start with you, Ross, to talk about some of this, and then we'll obviously bring it back to James.
So calling a college game every week, I get a chance to ask these guys a lot why they took the job that they did, right? So this Saturday, I'm doing Army and UMass. Walt Bell was the Florida State offensive coordinator, was Maryland's offensive coordinator. He took the UMass head coaching job. So it's just interesting because, like, you're like, all right, so UMass. So what were the reasons, right? I asked the same question of Josh Heupel at UCF because Josh Heupel was the OC at Missouri, and he went to UCF after they were undefeated with Scott Frost. And so it's funny because different people have different criteria. I know, like in the NFL, Bill Parcells, his big thing was entry point. Ownership and entry point. What does that mean? That means that the place he went was rock bottom and that there was almost nowhere to go but up. And so he always left the place better than when he got it. But he wasn't going places where they were good. He was only going places where they were crappy. So different guys have different feelings on that. Like I asked Josh Heupel, you know, was there any thought of, do you really want to go replace Scott Frost somewhere where they were undefeated and they won a power, what was it called? Bowl. What's the January 1st bowl? New Year's 6 bowl.
New Year's 6 bowl, yeah.
Yeah. And he said, you know what? That told me, A, they had talent. B, they were starting to establish a winning culture. And he looked at it like they already had a lot of things in place so he could have success. And he said something interesting, which is that, you know, people don't really know UCF and they're not considered a top 25 program the last 20 years. He's like, I'm just telling you, for the next 20 years, we're going to be a top 25 program, and we're going to be considered that. One of the things he really liked about it was biggest school in the state of Florida, 67,000 students. 67,000. So you just think about what that means in terms of the energy on campus and the student body. And then his coaches for recruiting, when they do a recruiting week, they get in their cars Monday morning. They drive back Friday afternoon. It's Atlanta South. And I saw these kids. They're good. Yeah. Like they are, like for a group of five, They're the best looking group of five team I've ever seen. I don't know how they lost to Pitt. I mean, they're playing a true freshman quarterback, but they are very impressive, and they get almost all their kids from Atlanta. And not only that, if you're a Georgia kid and you want to go check out the U, you have to drive by
UCF,
so you stop there. Or if you're a South Florida kid and you're going to check out Tallahassee or Gainesville, you're going to stop by Orlando. You're going to go Disney World for a day or whatever. Like, so it's such a great drive-by place. So that's pretty micro in terms of UCF. I'll go macro, right? Tradition of – it's funny. A lot of them say they wanted to go somewhere there was a tradition of winning and success, right? Walt Bell – told me this week what he liked about UMass is that there was no tradition, that it hadn't been done there before, and that he could be someone that does something new. So sometimes when you have these conversations with these guys, it's almost like, is that how they really feel? Or is that just their spin and their pitch for the job they took?
Right.
There's only 130 of them. You know, most of the opportunities aren't going to be perfect, right? You got to take an opportunity and make it better. The guys that have done it multiple places, extremely impressive. So Urban Meyer, obviously. PJ Fleck, Western Michigan and Minnesota.
Yep.
And he's smart enough to leverage Florida State and the USC situation to get a 7-year deal. He's no dummy. Dave Clawson. Dave Clawson, okay.
Wake Forest now, right?
Fordham, Richmond, Bowling Green. Wake Forest is like 8-1. The one game they lost, their quarterback didn't play. They lost to Louisville like 65-58 or something. They're not going to beat Clemson, but I think that game might be more competitive. They just destroyed NC State. Wake Forest, I did their game against Rice. They are good. They got two guys in the top 50 prospects, a receiver, a D-end. That guy, like if you could hire a guy, it would be that guy because he's done it now everywhere. So what they look for, recruiting base, right?
Right.
Where are you going to recruit from? Academic standards, and that can be both positive and negative. If you're a good academic school, you use that to your benefit. If you're a terrible academic school, you use that to your benefit too. It is funny, by the way, every week talking to a different college coach who sells me on how good the academics are at their crappy school. It's really funny. It's really funny. It's like every guy's like, you got a chance to get one of the best educations in the country. I'm like, what? So anyway, that's funny. Recruiting base is big, right? Like where you are, how you get kids, how close you are, because you're always going to get the most kids within 4 or 5 hours. You're always going to get the most kids in there. Facilities are a big one. They all talk about facilities and commitment to winning for the administration, which really varies. I'm trying to think who I did recently. I recently did a San Jose State game. They've really never had a whole lot of commitment to football at San Jose State. But this guy's gotten it turned around. He's impressive. He's like, we don't really have his name is Brett.
Good pull.
Yeah, Brett at San Jose State. They don't really even have much of a budget to recruit outside of the state of California. But he's like, you know what? I'm going to get the next kid from the Bay Area and Cali that doesn't go to Berkeley or Oregon or whatever. I'm going to get the next kid. And his big push is he's getting all of his players that want it an internship in Silicon Valley. That would be appealing to me. Now, a lot of the kids you're recruiting, they don't know anything about that, and right, they don't care at all, right? But that's one of his pitches. Plus, I think those kids, like, they've gotten killed in their conference by, like, Boise State and other schools that come in, and they take those kids. What? I think a lot of those kids would rather drive 45 minutes to San Jose State than fly to Boise, Idaho.
Right.
Facilities, money, commitment to winning the administration, recruiting base, winning tradition. Because winning tradition at least shows that you can do it there, that it is possible. Those are the big ones. Bob, am I missing any?
I think you nailed it. I really do. Especially I like the PJ Fleck because that's not a coincidence. They just – redid his contract. I don't know if he's going to be there for 7 years, but he's set up now for the next couple years.
And I don't know. Did you guys talk about it in news and notes? I came in a little late about, you know, the Franklin rumors.
We were going to address them here.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so why would James Franklin go to Florida State? And by the way, there are all the reports of Bob Stoops. I have this new show I do on the radio.com app. It's called Home and Home. And I asked Pete Dammel, who's like a huge.
Absolutely.
He's like, there is no chance Bob Stoops is going to Florida State. None. I said, why? He said, Florida State right now is like it used to be in the 80s.
Before Bowden got there.
In terms of like, well, but also like. There's like an interim AD or something, and they don't know who the next guy is going to be. They don't even know who's really hiring the AD. There's a shadow AD who's a big booster. Like, it's just a...
Yeah, their staff is a mess.
It's a bad situation. Really bad situation. And if you're firing Willie Taggart after a year and a half, that's a pretty good indicator. I just can't imagine Franklin would go there. I don't think Franklin would go to USC either. You know, it's hard to build what he's built at Penn State.
That was my point.
It's hard to get to the point where who have they lost, right? They've lost the best running back, maybe best player in school history. The guy with every quarterback record. The guy with every tight end record.
Yeah.
Did Deshaun Hamilton had every wide receiver record, right?
Yep.
Guy with every wide. They have lost the best guy. And even like they've lost Miles Sanders. And they've lost Chris Godwin and other guys. And they're Connor just McGovern. As good.
Yeah.
And we were all wrong. We were all wrong. We didn't think. I mean, I'd be disappointed if they don't finish 11-1 now. I'd be disappointed if they didn't finish 11-1. And I thought they'd be what, 9-3?
Yeah.
I said.
For the final two home games against Indiana and Rutgers, Go PSU RV has
a special. Oh, I totally blew through that. Totally forgot about that.
That's okay.
Go PSU RV. Go PSU RV. It's awesome. Do your spiel.
They have special discounts available. You can find out all about them on their Facebook page or visit their website, gopsurv.com. Give Mark a call, 1-800-519-8467, gopsurv.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. When everyone talks about Franklin, the last point I want to make is I think sometimes you forget that he's a Pennsylvania guy, right? He grew up in suburban Philadelphia. He went to East Stroudsburg. He's already been outside everywhere. You kind of forget because he is sort of a national name that his strongest roots are here for him personally. And I think that gets overlooked sometimes that James is a Pennsylvania guy and he says it, but it doesn't seem to register. You know what I mean, Bob? It's just difficult. But the coaching carousel will start. James might be in it. That'll do it for quarter number two. We've got your questions, his answers. Ask Ross's Nest. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.